So listen, man, we celebrating 50 years of hip hop. You know, there's a lot of people out there, and I'm just saying this, you know, and it's 50 years of hip hop. There's a lot of people financially who started hip hop ain't doing well, man.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, financially they struggling. I pray, you know, LL did something where, you know, he has the Rock the Bells.
Mm-hmm.
The founders are investors in it. I mean, like, well, he sets it up to where they are a part of it, where they can get residuals for Rock the Bells. So when they throw concerts and stuff like that, they all split it. You know, it's a lot of people that's involved in Rock the Bells, but the founders of Rock the Bells, they get a portion of that money because he signed them on as I forget the word, but he signed them on as investors. I'm going to say that of Rock the Bells. So every year they do a festival or, you know, like a big festival concert every year in Queens, and they get money from that. So LL is doing what he's supposed to do, but
subscribe for the very latest.
Bye, Daddy.
Man, you know, I want to talk about, you know, we have this segment called Hip Hop Cinema, and you know, we want to celebrate, you know, some of the dopest movies in hip hop. Today, we want to get into one of the dopest movies, Hustle and Flow.
Just listen to what I got here, man. All right, just listen to it. And if you ain't feeling it, man, I'm out your life, okay?
Now, Hustle and Flow. What are y'all thoughts about the movie Hustle and Flow? The Hustle and Flow was came out in 2005, the summer of 2005. Man, it seems like ever ago. What's your thoughts about Hustle and Flow? Yeah.
That album was dope.
Yeah, that album was dope.
On there.
That album was dope, man.
The movie was classic.
Shout out to Terrence Howard. He was stuck in that role, and I think he is still stuck in that role.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting? 2 days after we were done, I had lost the accent and lost the ability to rap.
I still think he's DJ, y'all. I'm sorry. Yeah, man. Like, he's people don't understand. I've been following Terrence Howard for a very long time before Hustle and Flow. You know, and he didn't talk like that. The way he talked now, he didn't talk like that.
It was a very mild version of that. So when he got into that role, it just took where all he had, and it just exacerbated, and he was just like, he couldn't, I won't say Tay Diggs, when he got to, Stella got a groove back, he could never get that off. He could just, he's stuck. But
accent, he couldn't throw the accent off? He couldn't throw the accent off no more?
He got a little bit of fake accent.
Oh, it was bad anyway. Antoine, you know, come on, son. You Jamaican, you know that Tay Diggs accent,
it was all the way
got a groove back, was
all the way bad.
Horrible. Yo, it was
all
horrible.
The way bad.
See, that's the difference right there. Because I'm from the country, so it sounded great to me. I had nothing to compare it to. I was like,
come on, man. Hold this. I lived in Jamaica, Queens for a minute. I know Jamaicans. That accent was horrible, bro. Terrible. I was like, what is this?
Terrible.
You got a check. You got a check.
But yeah, I think but it was just one scene in the movie. I go on YouTube and find from time to time when they were making that Whoop That Trick song, and my boy was trying to find
that's
that.
The class.
He was trying to find that beat.
You know, and Whoop That Trick, the excitement and the energy,
that you feel in coming up and creating that on at the spur of a moment. That's what it felt like.
Not bad to be light skinned, huh?
He said, "Hey, find it." He's like, "Dun dun, right there, loot that." And then
hey,
like, start going
out. Hey, listen, man, that is the best. That's the best. As a person who has, you know, like me and Trim, you know, we were at that time, we were doing music at that time, and you know, a person who really sit like loves the process of making music, scene was classic, and
that was priceless, man.
But
I heard the fans off.
Right. The special thing about that movie, though, is a few things. One, Terrence Howard spent months in Memphis. That's why he couldn't get out the role. He's a Methodist actor. So he spent a long time in this role. He spent a long time in this role. And he was around Memphis for real. You know what I'm saying? So he had the culture. He knew the culture. He had the accent. And the other special thing about this movie is that before this point, in my personal opinion, there was not really a movie that represented the South in hip hop like this one did.
That's right. That was true. Actually a trendsetter for it. Not to say that. That's a trendsetter for everything else to go through. And that's when Southern hip hop was really getting really, really big.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
That was mid punk era. Like that was
right.
Of course.
And what you want to understand is that Memphis is one of the biggest cities for music.
Oh yeah,
in the most world. Definitely. That's why Isaac Hayes was in this movie, right? And because even though it was hip hop, you know, Isaac Hayes. First of all, Isaac Hayes is one of the godfathers of hip hop. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ooh. True.
I was sampling.
He was out there ripping y'all for y'all publishing, but he was taking the whole song, everything. It's a fact. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's his music. We can do what he want to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Isaac Hayes ain't gonna never sell his publishing like that. At least I don't think he did.
Nah, but his son got it.
Yeah. So, but that Hustle and Flow, it's once again. There was no movie describing hip hop in the South, and we talking about everything from the actual street culture of it, where because you understand there's no hip hop, there's no investors, there's no real corporate investors, street investors.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Most of the money that got these rappers started come from drug deals. You know what I'm saying? And DJ's situation, the hoes did it. They invested. They was big investors, you know what I mean? but I know that Whip That Trick is that's the greatest scene. What other scenes y'all like in that movie?
Oh man, that scene where he found Ludacris in the toilet.
Man, you tell me this shit just fell out your pocket, man.
Oh,
that shit.
Yeah. He was hard, bro.
Yeah.
Threw my tape in the toilet, man.
Yo,
Taraji killed it.
Oh yeah,
Taraji.
That's the part right there when she. When he had her singing, it was hard to hear for a pimp. That was,
oh man,
too.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp when he trying to get this money for the rent, for the Cadillacs and gas money spent will cause a whole lot of bitches jumping shit.
Push it out.
Push that. I think we, it was really the kind of epitome of the process, because sometimes you're aiming for something, you hit these lows, and you don't know where, if you're going to go lower before you go higher. Because he was like, man, he finally thinks he's like, finally laid this track down, and Anthony Anderson character, I forgot his name, he's like, bro,
oh, yeah.
nobody can hear you with these mics. He's like, damn, I gotta go get some mocha. Damn, I just got them recorded them. So he had to go get the girls. Hey, you know what you gotta do. You gotta talk to the man up there, do your thing, get some more mics. So it was like, every time he was like, it was just another step of the process. Like, bro, I gotta get more equipment. I just spent my last just trying to get this other stuff set up. So, yeah, that was another point. I was like, yeah.
I mean, and you know, oh, man, it just brings so many, for me, it brings a lot of memories of, you know, creating. That just that, like you said, just that process, you know, the eggshell soundproofing, like that egg carton, that rather, the egg carton
soundproofing. Like, go back to the basics,
right? You know what I'm saying? It was just, it's a great representation of the pureness of this of Southern music, Southern music,
most definitely.
You know, especially hip hop, and the way they put their heart, it's their represent how they put their heart into the music, everything, because at the end of the day, there's always people, like when you talk about the South, people are always going to have this thing about how they talk, you know, what they wear. You know, how they weigh their hair and all of that. And they went all in. You know what I'm saying? DJ had the perm. He had the, you know what I'm saying? He was a great representation of a guy in the South who fell on hard times and wanted to do better. You see, like, the church, for me, the church scene is the best scene for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he sat in that church,
that was really powerful.
When he sat in that church, you see a man who's a very hardened man. Like, he's a stone cold, and he don't want to cry, but he has so much pain in him. They brought so much pain out of him when he heard him sing. He's like, yo, I'm gonna drop one tear at least because I'm hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see it. I've been in and out of jail. I'm trying to make the best out of it. I don't want to pimp hoes all my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, he want to do better for himself. And some people just don't know no other way to live life. So when you try to find when you out here trying to find another way to live life, you know, like Chuck was saying, I gotta do this now, man. I gotta wait for this. I gotta go get another mic. Like, everything is a dead end. Mm-hmm. You know? And that scene, Terrence Howard didn't even have to say much. He's a great actor, by the way. Phenomenal actor. He is. But he didn't have to say anything. It was I could see everything, all the pain, I could see it on him. All of that I just said was just for me looking at him in that church scene.
That's the power of a great actor, man. They can actually bring a role to life. So, I mean, I think he bodied that very well. And he made us feel his struggles he was dealing with on that screen. He made us feel like we were right there with him going through that whole same travel. So, I mean, that's what a great actor does, in my opinion. So he really did it,
man.
Yeah.
Craig Brewer wrote it and directed it. John Singleton and Stephanie Aline produced it. So we got Terrence Howard, we got Anthony Anderson, Taraji, we got Paula Jai White, you got DJ was actually in the movie. I don't even know what DJ looks like, but he was in the movie.
DJ, the white kid.
DJ the white kid? Oh, that DJ, Donald. His name was Donald. I only knew him from Donald, but I guess his name is DJ. Okay. And Ludacris, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna tell y'all something that's crazy. Hustle Flow only had a $2.8 million budget. They made $23 million.
Wow.
Oh, and MTV? MTV was a production company on here as well.
Nice.
It worked.
Wait a minute. So you telling me they all took haircuts?
Right.
To do this bill.
Right.
I mean, Taraji was catching heat at that point. Terrence Howard.
Right.
Coming off before or after Iron Man? And then I'm missing the other person. So, I mean, Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson. This was before Blackish for him, so Anderson didn't really catch it. He was starting to catch his stride. He was like, you knew of him, but he was like, you know, he was warming up.
Yeah.
But I think after this, then they put him on Law and Order for a little bit. And then after Law and Order, he came out with Blackish.
Remember, this is chubby Anthony Anderson.
Oh, I know.
He was on Two Can Play that game.
Yeah, he had a few
nice movies before that. You know what I'm saying? He had that a little bit later after
he was put on Law and Order. I mean, he was chubby on Law and Order too. He didn't lose weight until he got the Blackish. Yeah.
But yeah, that once again, that shows the buying power of black people. You know what I'm saying? $23 million is a lot of money at the box office. And that's probably not worldwide. That's probably just the United States.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it would have been our last five episodes. These budgets have been about the same.
Facts.
2.5, 5 million. It's the same thing with the movie we're talking about. We take three ingredients. We done made a whole cake. An entree, an appetizer. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We're like, hey, how you do that with just some three ingredients? Hey, fam, we gotta make do what we got. Then make it work.
Right. And the thing about it is, you know, these production companies, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not enough. They should have gave it way more of a budget. But see, they don't really. I feel like they still don't really believe in black movies. I just don't really think they do. At one point, there was only one black movie coming out a year. Mm-hmm. One.
Hmm. Like
one.
Yeah, Holiday or the Wood or something like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. One.
Yeah, right. Facts.
And they wasn't really giving us. They was giving us the same budgets back then, because we went all the way back to Set It Off, House Party. These early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same budget. No,
wait, Set It Off was later, late 90s, man.
Somewhere in there, right? But either way, Hustle and Flow was 2005.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they're doing for black movies now, but that's still a low budget. We talking about We talking about 15 years later after that, after we done made all these black classics, you still giving us the low ball on the budget. But you know, hey, we always take pig intestines and make them into chitlins. That's what we do, man. You know, just saying. That's what black people do.
I was talking about reference, but
hey, we take small amounts and make them big. We take know what I'm saying? Let me, you know, whatever you want to call it, whatever small, we make it big and we make it cool. The same. But yeah, like this movie now. Let's see. We got Best Actor for Terrence Howard, and we got 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, that's
Oscar.
Come up.
So
wait a minute. So Terrence Howard won Best Actor that year.
At the Academy Awards, he got the Best Actor that year.
Nomination or win? He won or nominated?
Yeah, he was nominated. He was nominated twice. Yeah, one was Best Actor, and yeah. No, he got Best Actor, and then 3-6 came home with the Oscar. So I want to talk about 3-6 Mafia.